Filmed before a studio audience.
Man, I'm trying to watch it though.
Still got ghosts there.
Thank you, thank you. Just great. Let's really have a big hand for Tubo Gigio. Thank you, little fellow. Now, the moment all you ladies have been waiting for. Here is the fabulous Fabian. Let's really hear it out there.
You know, that was some explosion. Every line in the whole apartment building blew out.
Yeah.
Are you sure your girls weren't hurt?
Oh, no, we're fine. Don't worry. Oh, there they are.
I can't understand it. I just rewired this set.
Well, it's an old set. It had to go sometime.
This television has great sentimental value for me. It was given to me by my Aunt Mary Margaret at my sweet 16 birthday party. The same day she told my mother I'd grow up to become a tramp.
My aunt told me I'd be a tramp, but I got married before she could prove it.
My aunt is a tramp.
I'm going to go visit her next summer. Listen, I got to go check on Lenny and Squiggy. When the lights went out, they thought it was a Russian sneak attack. They are now preparing for guerrilla warfare.
Well, no TV unless you want to go over to my pop's house and watch it.
I don't care to spend the evening watching Victory at Sea.
Well, we can't afford to buy a new set.
I know. Now we're going to miss all our favorite programs.
Yeah, Sea Hunt.
Oh, Susanna.
Twilight Zone.
Pop, can you lend me money to buy a TV, please?
Air. One air, a lot of air.
1 minute, see that?
Well, Mondays are always slow, Monday, Pop.
Hi, on you.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
this will
only take a second. Hi. Any luck with your father?
No.
Well, don't worry about that, because I got it all figured out.
Look, Cheryl, could you speed this up? Lucille's waiting for me in the car there.
Oh, big deal, Lucille.
It is a big deal. She's taking me to Europe next month, and she's going to take me out now and buy me a whole new wardrobe.
Tell Laverne what you're doing next Saturday night. Tell her.
I'm going to go over to the Jefferson High School Victory Dance Contest there, and they asked me to be the master of ceremonies. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's real nice, Carmine. Why are we listening to this?
Tell Laverne what the winning couple gets.
Two beautiful portable TVs. One for the guy, one for the girl.
And Carmine's going to steal us one. Way to go, Carmine.
Big Ragu doesn't steal nothing.
You are going to enter that contest and win us that TV.
Oh, just like that?
Nah, I think you gotta dance a little, Laverne.
Who was the best girl dancer at all Fillmore High School?
Me.
That's right. Who was the best boy dancer at all Jefferson High School?
I just told you a couple minutes ago while you were dragging me out of the back seat of Lucille's car. Do you remember that?
Well, tell me again.
Patsy Weber.
Patsy Weber?
Yeah, he's been a couple of my classes.
Carmine. Oh, hello, girls.
Hi, Lucille.
Hello, Mrs. Lockwash.
Carmine. Carmine, my motor's running.
We're going to do 8 countries in 6 days.
Boy, that lucky dog there.
Okay. You're going to go to that dance with Patsy, enter that contest, and win us that television set.
What, are you crazy? I hardly know Patsy. He came in here once. He asked for extra cheese and then cried until he got it.
Think, Laverne, who is Patsy's best friend?
His dog.
I'm burning the old lumber here and you're making jokes. No, it's Richie Cunningham.
Oh, that red-haired kid?
That's right. He's nuts about me. I'm going to get him to set up a double date.
How?
The old sex appeal.
What'd you have to do if you wanted a color TV?
We don't do those things.
Oh, you look really...
Thank you. You too.
Oh, thanks.
Shirley's getting dressed. She'll be right out.
Oh.
I'm in kind of a rush. I'm going to go,
Bowling?
Yeah. Why don't you just...
Wait in the living room.
Yeah. There's some chips and...
Dip.
Yeah. You know, you're real easy to talk to.
She wears an L on her shirt.
Richard.
Oh, Shirley. Hi.
Hi. Did you see Laverne?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a real nice chat. Ah. You look very pretty.
Why, thank you. You're not looking so bad yourself, handsome.
Oh, thanks.
How about a drink?
Yeah, sure, that sounds great. I'm a little... Oh, man, wine. Heck, yeah. Sounds good.
It has been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
About how long has it been?
11 and a half months.
11 and a half months. Why, it seems like yesterday, doesn't it? Cheers. What have you been doing with yourself since I saw you last?
Well, after you left, I had to go on to bed because I needed to get up early the next morning for basketball.
No, I meant, recently, what have you been doing?
Oh, I'm a senior.
A senior?
Yeah.
Oh!
I'm going to be graduating the end of the year.
Graduating? What are you going to do after you graduate?
I think my parents just want to have a little party at the house. Dad wants to invite over the left of the lot. Just have a few people in.
No, I meant, what are you going to do with your life when you graduate? You know, where are you going from there?
Oh, I'm going to college.
Oh. College. Gee, Willikers. College. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm already starting to get pamphlets.
Chip?
Oh, sure.
Dip?
Maybe on the next one. So, how are things at the brewery?
Oh, same old stuff.
the bottles roll by and we cap them.
You girls really do a terrific job. I had a beer the other day, and boy, that cap was on tight. I had the opener, and I was trying to open it on one side, and I couldn't even get it. Why did you invite me here?
Because I had a lovely time on our last date.
11 and a half months ago?
Yes.
Oh. Well, maybe we should do something together sometime.
Anything but murder, mister.
Well, there's going to be a victory dance this Saturday night.
A victory dance! Oh, yes, a victory dance. How I'd love to go to a dance.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a dance contest, and they're giving away a TV set.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that would be lovely. We would have such fun, wouldn't we? But I'll bet you already have a date.
You'd go with me to the victory dance?
You bet your booties I would.
Well, that's great. Let's just call it a date.
Yes, yes, let's do that. Hey, I'll bet Laverne would love to go to that dance. You must have a nice, polite, single friend.
Ralph Mouth?
No, no.
Potsy Weber?
That's the one.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Potsy's kind of in demand. You see, he's the best dancer in the school, and...
Has Potsy ever been with a mature woman?
Are you kidding? Potsy's never been with any... No, not with...
Well, let me put it to you this way. Would Potsy rather go to that dance with a giggling teenager who has to be home by midnight?
11:30.
Or a mature, experienced woman like Laverne? If he goes with Laverne, he'll have a real good time. And I know somebody else who'll have a real good time.
You got another girl for Ralph?
No, I was talking of you. I was speaking about you, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
No, no. Not on the first date.
No, this is our second date.
Well, let's wait till the third. After the dance.
Potsy will take Laverne.
Yes!
We're all going to go to the victory dance. We're going to have a great time together.
A great time together!
Oh, is our date over for this evening?
Yes.
Two down, one to go.
Hey, Cheryl, I found my lucky socks. They were in my yearbook.
Good.
Come on out here. I want to show you a few new steps.
Okay, I'm all ready.
Oh, you look so cute and I look stupid.
Well, Laverne, you can't help but look stupid.
You're gonna dance. You're gonna dance.
Well, can't you do something? Can't you wear white socks to something?
I'm not wearing white socks with high heels. Are you crazy?
The thrill on Newberry Hill.
That's them.
It's them?
All right, here.
What?
Stand here. We'll be right there. Just pose yourself here.
Hold
your hand. Lean
what
in.
For?
Put your chin up here. I got you a little scarf here.
What
that'll help you out.
Hold
it up. Just chin up. Chin up,
chin
old girl.
Up,
that's
chin up
it.
For what?
Hi, Bella.
Are they in?
Laverne?
Yeah,
this is Potsy Weber.
Oh, hi, Potsy.
Yeah, hi.
Well,
let's go to the dance.
John and Mary, couple number 7. Not always a good number there. Okay, now, the band will now take a 5-minute break to smoke or whatever. And we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Tried to get some punch?
Sure, sure. Where'd Laverne go?
Oh, she's in the hallway with Potsy practicing.
Oh, running through. Hi, how's it going? Oh, terrific. The janitor gave us a 94.
Good. How's the competition look?
Potts, you have no competition. You are going to win easy, I promise you.
Huh? Yeah. There you are, Potsy Weber. You said you were going to take me to this dance. You broke your promise.
Deborah Lee, I never promised I was
going to
take...
Who's this? One of the teachers? Teachers?
She is not a teacher. Her name is Laverne DeFazio.
I don't care what its name is.
It's... No, they couldn't
I'll tell you something, Weber. There's no way you're going to dance with that girl in this contest.
She's kidding. She's just kidding.
Kidding? You know what I'm going to do?
Deborah Lee, this is a nice dance.
I'm going to go out on that floor and stand between you and not budge.
Okay, that's it. Deborah Lee, I'm sorry about this whole thing with you and Potsy here, but what you say we take a little walk and I'll explain the whole thing to you.
Well, I'd like to hear this.
Oh, you're going to hear it.
How's she going to explain that?
Hi, Angel Face!
Oh, hi.
I was talking to Cheryl here.
Oh. Oh, yeah, well, I was just joking around, you see. I'm going to be a journalist, and journalists are supposed to be witty, so I was just being witty.
Hey, look, have you seen Laverne around there?
She's around.
Well, look, when you see her again, would you wish her luck for me?
Oh, yes.
Okay, nice meeting you. I meant you this time.
Oh, seems like a nice guy.
Yes, he's very nice.
Laverne, what happened to Deborah Lee?
Oh, she had to go home. She got suddenly bruised.
She got suddenly bruised?
Did we miss anything here? What number are they up to? Yeah.
Oh, you and Potsy are up next.
Oh, we better warm up.
Let's rehearse. Come on.
Okay, well, Ben is getting ready. I have a quick announcement. Well, whoever locked Miss Jacoby, the gym teacher, in a locker, would you let her out? She made the sandwiches, and she'd like to know if they went over big. Okay, to continue with the dance contest, here's couple number 8.
Yes! We're still warming up, yes. Carmine.
Okay, here they are! The luscious couple 8!
Nobody, 2 times, Deborah Lee Pilsner.
Watch my knees.
Are you hurt?
Oh,
ow. Can you dance?
Ow.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I think we lost couple number 8 here.
You didn't lose couple number 8 here.
We didn't lose couple number 8 here. We have a substitute.
I can't dance very well.
Just follow me, kid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Thank you.
were fabulous. I've been twisting and twirling.
Oh, thanks. Just terrific, Rick.
Oh, thanks. I usually do well under pressure.
It was a fabulous evening all the way around.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. And thank you.
Wait. Haven't you forgotten something?
Like what?
Well, I hurt my knee, and Richie got the television set.
Yeah.
And, you know, after the day... Tell him, Rich.
Yeah, tell me, Rich.
Well, see, we were gonna... And... We both shaved.
Yeah.
And we just figured...
It's not every day that we get to shave for such experienced, mature women.
I'd better...
Exactly how many mature women have you been with, Potts?
Oh, 9.
Yeah?
Well, 10.
Come on.
2?
Well, you see, I've been with a lot of men.
Yeah?
And I hope you won't be no disappointment.
Me? Now?
Hook her up, pal.
Good night.
Richie,
don't worry. You don't have to try and scare me off.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know why you and Laverne wanted to go out with Potsy and me. You wanted to win a TV.
Now, how'd you know that?
I'm a senior. I'm wise to the ways of the world.
Oh, gee, Richie, let me explain. You see, our television blew up last week, and they're so expensive we don't have the money
to buy
one.
Surely, you don't have to explain anything. I had a great time. I went out with a very pretty girl, and I won a television set and a dance contest, and my name's going to be engraved on a trophy at Jefferson High School.
That's because I wanted to, not because I had to.
Bye. Nice closet.
Drive carefully.
You gone? I can't wait to plug this baby in.
What are you gonna watch?
Who cares? Oh, it's gotta warm up first. Aren't you gonna write in your little diary how I won the TV set?
I don't think so. I'm kind of ashamed.
Ah, what are you talking about? You want me to win the TV?
Yeah, but I feel a little guilty, you know. I mean, we kind of used Richie and Potsy. Richie was real nice about it and everything, but I don't know if it was fair.
Wow!